What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You done fixing your lipstick, Sophia?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, why don't you kick us off?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed Podcast with your favorite sisters,
Sistine
and Sophia.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Happy, happy Tuesday.
Everyone except for that freaking guy that followed me for 5 blocks yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then cornered me. This, like, Long Island guy.
Was he cute?
No! He was bald.
That's he's ugly.
No, I mean, he was like half bald and he was much older.
Half bald, like receding hairline.
And he kept asking me, what's your name? What are you, a model? I hate
oh, God forbid that people ask if you're a model.
No, but it's such a, like, trying to win brownie points. Oh, you're here to model.
No,
huh?
I get it.
I said my name was Lindsay and I do finance.
That's pretty good, actually.
Because you're smart and beautiful. I go, I actually don't do finance.
You're like, I actually can't count. I use a tip calculator.
Yeah, I still use a calculator.
By the way, I feel like if a guy is trying to approach a girl and you see her in public, I think the last thing you should do is follow her for 5 blocks.
5 blocks.
That's a little odd. Because I'll be honest, we notice. We notice if you're watching us.
But it's scary.
It's scary. I've had a guy approach me out in public in the wild, and the way he did it was smart. It was a moment where we were both walking, and we kept noticing each other, parted ways, and then accidentally ran into each other.
Question.
Again.
Was he between the ages of 25 and 40?
Yes, he was like
25. Was he slightly handsome?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different, Sophia. This guy was easily in his 60s.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
wearing
that part.
Wearing a flannel tucked in with a Patagonia and a gut.
Yeesh.
No,
no computer today?
Oh, yeah. I'm going computer free.
How?
Because I got my notes in my head because I'm smart. Because I'm smart.
I kind of want to do that.
Well, no. I mean, I wrote some stuff down. Go ahead. Fire
okay.
it off.
Oh, so I'm the one that has to run it. Okay. So let's get back into
like I do every week?
Okay. Oh my God, shots fired. Regardless, Sistine and I can say, I think we're both in a great mood today because we've had such a good weekend.
Question, you know? Though, I don't know if it's the week of the weekend or is it perhaps a little sprinkle of love is in the air?
For you.
For you too. For you too. You were on the biggest dry spell and all of a sudden, you legit have 7 different men coming at you. Sounds like we're running a train. That's not what I
no,
mean.
No, 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 no.
Seven different suitors.
Barely.
Trying to pursue you.
No, I mean,
Sophia.
This is the thing. I was so, Sissy knew this. I was, you know when you get into those wormholes of just not leaving your apartment? And so suddenly you care less about your appearance. You start to, which we'll get into that in a second. Appearances, because I think people have questions about current appearance, whatever. But I just didn't go out, and so honestly, I just didn't care about, you know, meeting people, trying my hardest. And so this weekend was kind of like my redemption of, you know, screw it, let's be social. And it's funny when you're social, suddenly people are like, oh, she's still alive.
No, I think you needed to do something that gave you a confidence boost, and I think that was you. Stripping your hair with bleach.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you became this confident girl. Because guess what? The brunette life wasn't for Sophia.
Yeah. Guys, can I be totally
told
honest?
You.
Can I be totally honest? Oh, God, this is such a hot take. Being a brunette made me sad, girl. I was so, look, I know I came on this podcast and I was so
I'm not going to lie, you were such a bummer with brown hair.
No, no, no. When I was brown hair, I was so in the moment of I'm changing my look, doing it better, being natural. I lost my personality when I lost my blonde. I don't know why. I think walking to a room and having the blonde hair be my standout was such a confidence boost. And then having brown hair, no one was paying attention. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel that confident. I thought I was trying really hard to work with this new color that I had. Like, all my wardrobe changed.
As a woman, like, hair is your identity.
Yeah.
Right? And so it almost feels like a blanket of protection.
Yeah.
So when you have, this great hair, you feel more secure, more confident. And when you have a wonky haircut or you got bangs and it was a mistake or you dyed your hair the wrong color, then instantly you feel like everything's crashing down because you're just thrown off course.
So this is my advice to people. Don't follow the trends. Do not follow trends.
By the way, being brunette isn't a trend. One, it's your natural color. Two.
No, I'm not. I'm not shitting on people. I'm saying Hailey Bieber came in with dyeing her hair brown. Suddenly, everyone said they wanted to be natural. Yeah. And that's my point. I'm not saying brown hair is a trend, but it was a trend. Everyone's going natural. Everyone's cutting their hair short.
Honestly, and I'm not here for the natural look.
I
like the fake blonde. I like the over the top. I like what put a push-up bra on. I kind of like it.
No, I like it. I like it way
better.
New York
doesn't expect that.
No, it's better. And honestly, so if you're debating and you feel really confident in the current hair, don't push it. Don't change.
So do you think that your blonde awakening in Miami was a success for you?
Yeah, it really was.
How many numbers did you get?
Not many.
How many hearts did you break?
400.
How many people did you body?
12.
Zero.
I don't know what body means.
Zero.
Okay, zero. But you also, wait, Sistine, I think you had a more exciting weekend than I did in some ways because Sistine got to go with someone she's seeing.
Here's the thing.
It's a big deal because you can really tell if you like someone or not when you're with them 3 days straight.
I was not planning on talking about this. One, because I think he's a secret listener. Hey.
Hi.
I know you're here. But honestly, I don't care. And you know why I think I don't care? Because this person doesn't dim my light in terms of speaking about it. I feel like my ex, anytime I brought up anything.
What's up?
It was a moth? A moth.
It just came out of nowhere. It scared me. It came right in front of my face. That just like just shocked
me. And she wanted to travel to Africa this summer.
I do so.
And a moth just did that to her.
Okay.
I'll try to catch it.
I'm back.
Thank you so much.
It's scary.
No, he wants, the moth wants to listen. Let him listen.
He wants to be a part of it. He wants to be our guest.
He's Morty.
The moth is Chris.
His name is Morty. Spirit today.
Morty. His name is Morty.
Morty the moth. Anyway, going back to what I was saying.
Anywho.
With my ex, I felt like anytime I wanted to discuss anything about our relationship, good or bad, and I would never expose anything terrible about him, he would always get mad at me. He wanted to be super private. I totally respect that. But it felt like I wasn't able to give fully myself to the show and to you.
Yeah.
And it kind of bothered me because it just made me feel bad for doing things that I like and I'm proud of, especially 100%. A relationship.
And it's you know what's tough is when you're having a podcast and you're trying to balance a relationship with someone that doesn't really want you to talk about it, which are so valid, fair, if you don't want us to talk about personal stuff, but it's a part of our life. And that's the only way we can relate to people is if we're talking about, you know, our current relationship with, I don't know why I thought that your phone was ringing. It's just an Uber Eats
Sophia's just as excited as I am.
I want to talk about this weekend with you because he is someone that doesn't dim your light and he definitely would love to hear good things about him.
And I have no bad things, which is
what was
crazy.
What were you nervous about going into it?
Sharing a bathroom.
Nah.
Sharing a bathroom.
Sharing a bathroom.
And can I tell you what he did?
What?
Okay, here's the thing. There were a few things that I was nervous about or insecure about. For example, men don't necessarily understand my version of girl math in terms of getting ready.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those girlies that can throw something together in 25 minutes and be out the door. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, no.
Especially for a big night out, I need minimum two hours. Minimum.
2 hours.
It takes me about 10 minutes just to moisturize my body.
Let's all be real here. It's the best part of the night.
It's my favorite part of the night.
It's literally the best part. And then you get out of your bathroom and you look incredible and the guy's like, holy crap.
But here's what he did that was really sweet. So I was really nervous because I started getting ready at 6 o'clock for an 8:30 reservation, which sounds crazy, I know, but it's my process, right? And he goes, oh, look, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to start getting ready. And he goes, oh, girl math. And I was like, you're learning.
Oh, my God.
And get this. I've never had someone that actually wants to hang out with me as much as he does or talk to me.
I mean, I do.
So, well, you do, but I mean, a male.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so I was getting ready, and we were talking through the bathroom the whole time. And then about 20 minutes in, he pulls up a chair and plops it in the bathroom. He's like, so now we can actually talk while you're getting ready. And stayed there the whole time.
He sat there when you were getting ready?
The whole time.
That's really cute, actually. Wow.
And here's what's funny. I'm not one of those girls that has the rose-colored lenses on. And I'm like, oh, I think every guy is like the best and there's no flaws. And they're like, I'm very, one thing irks me, I'm out.
Right.
Haven't found one thing that irked me.
That's huge.
Huge. Never huge. Happened.
No, that's never happened. That's very, very surprising. Because even with people I've seriously dated, there was always something that I was thinking, it kind of is annoying. But
I made him take his love language quiz. I got to know what I'm getting into, guys.
What is it?
He scored highest on...
Physical touch. And
no, no, no,
no. Actually, no.
That was his third.
I actually know what I think it
what
is.
What do you think it is?
Quality time.
Quality time.
I know.
That's correct.
He loves to hang out with Sistine.
Isn't that nice?
It's like, it's so nice to be hung out with.
But no one wants to. I've never gone out with someone like that.
You know, it's a sign that I think people forget. You should find someone that is compatible with what you do and you do with them. Like, he likes to watch you do your makeup and, like, likes to spend time with you and likes to talk to you while you do it. Not... I'll go downstairs, I'll go get a drink, yeah. I'll go do that. Like, look, and that's fine, guys. If you have a boyfriend that does that, whatever. But it is, you know, it's the little things like that.
No, it's
you
the
know,
little things.
You notice it.
It's the little things. Also, you know, at the end of the night, taking off your face, that's something I was insecure about because of past trauma from men and comments.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said I looked so beautiful like this.
You are
and I
was beautiful.
Like, yeah, but it, you know, it's funny because... I think I am, but I never really believed I liked any part of myself until a man told me that they liked that part of myself.
Yeah.
Until now. I feel like this year I'm finally realizing or I'm finally regaining self-confidence and I don't need validation from other people. But the first 25 years of my life, I needed people to validate me.
Yeah.
And appearance is so stupid, but...
You know, I get it.
It's like you kind of want to be told you're pretty as a girl.
Yeah.
Especially when you try to look good for them.
It's like you can only tell yourself self-love so many times. And then when someone you actually really like says, you know, you're beautiful.
No,
you believe it more.
10 out of 10 trip. Would do it again.
I know. You guys looked really cute. We met up. I wasn't with Sistine. I was with my cousin in Brickell. If you guys know where Florida, like how Miami works. There's South Beach, which is where all the...
Which, by the way, Sophia came back from this trip and said, I'm moving to Miami.
Oh, yeah. You guys,
she's
like,
moving
can we talk
to
about
Miami.
This? So... I understand.
We just signed a lease.
Let me just explain this.
Yesterday.
Let me explain this. This is what's really funny is people don't really understand. Sistine and I are very spontaneous. Like we.
Or no, manic.
Manic and spontaneous. In the sense of you give us an idea, it's a seed that becomes a flower in one day.
No
like,
thought.
It the thought that when I got to Miami, it was brewing. When I left Miami, I was depressed. And I go, I need to move. So I'm looking into apartments right now because I want to live half the time there. And I'm really excited. Because I think also, I guarantee Sistine's going to come with me. Not like move there with me, but she's going to visit
me.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to.
You can absolutely move there. You didn't say you wanted to.
I don't want to.
Exactly. But she's going to visit a lot, I guarantee you. And it's just, you know what? I feel like if I can, why not?
Why not?
Why not? I'm 27.
Middle-aged.
I'm young. I'm single. I can. I'm middle-aged. I'm middle something.
That was the first time you called yourself young, by the way.
I am young. By the way, you know what? I had a very aggressive transformation. Sistine knows about this. Something happened. And let me explain why also, the reason why this weekend was so great, why I went blonde. It's because
this is so dumb.
I bought a crystal.
This is so dumb.
If anyone has this problem like I do. Like I said in the other podcast episodes that I have a really hard time moving on. Like I have a really hard time letting go until I kind of find the next one or I'm always the what if, like what could I have done better? What could have worked? And I found out something about one of them and it rattled me.
Yeah.
It rattled me. And it honestly really, to put it quite frankly, it kind of put me in my place of, okay, this is real now. Like you have to figure out who you are, what you want. And now that what if was just like completely shut down, which is fine. By the way, this is all good things. Like this isn't a bad thing, but I needed that rattle because I was so sad. I found myself walking into a crystal shop because I don't know why. You guys, I don't know why.
You needed answers.
I needed something. Honestly, I've never done that in my entire life. I walked in and I bought a rose quartz just because I was like, you know what? I need to focus on myself, self-love. And I also got Sistine one because I was like, you know what? She has so many like good things coming up for her, and I want to clear and wash off all of the bad things in her past so that yeah. she can be all good in the future. And I swear, it gave me some good mojo. I'm not a crystal girly in the sense of I'm wearing it all the time around my neck, and I'm not like holding it against my heart chakra or whatever it is. But I just like needed to do something like that and channel my.
Do you think the crystal aided to your successful men journey thus far?
You know what? This is the thing. I obviously don't believe that. I just think my confidence from becoming blonde and like having a great time, also being tan. I think it's a combination of blonde, tan, and crystal.
Sometimes you just gotta glow up to feel better about yeah. yourself.
Yeah, and also, you guys, when you hear stuff like that kind of rattles you, don't wallow in it. Like, actually kind of take it as a point to really change yourself, because I feel, like, I think Sistine can agree, I'm new now. Like, I feel so much better than I've ever had in my, like, this, I feel the best I've ever felt.
That's in such a relief to hear you say that, Sophia. Thank you.
No, I really, my Miami weekend helped a lot. The hair change helped a lot. I think also a lot of upcoming projects, even just for the both of us, is just really exciting. And so I feel like for the first time, I'm like, oh, I'm back, baby. Like, this is great.
Finally.
You know?
So, you needed your mojo back.
I needed my mojo back. And it's, you know, it takes a second.
Y'all. Just in time for sundress weather.
Honestly, just in time for spring.
What is it about guys and they're obsessed with a girl in a sundress?
I don't know.
Actually, you know what? One guy told me it's so weird. He said because it kind of clings to your butt.
And your boobs a little bit. I mean, it's kind of
like when the wind hits it, right?
It's like a proper body con, you know, body
dress.
But you're
still classy.
You're still classy because you're wearing flowers on your dresses. But the guys are like, wow, she's so innocent. But then
you should talk about your meeting when you went to LA.
Oh,
You had a very important pitch meeting.
I also, after Miami, so she ended up going back to New York. I got to go into a pitch meeting on two shows I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
You guys... it completely failed.
Wah.
When I say rejected, like, you guys think that it's a constant win. It ain't.
Rejected. You just got rejected.
R-E-J-E-C-T-E-G, rejected. And that is okay. It's okay, because when one door closes, another one opens. I'll just say, like, they hated my ideas, and I was like, you know what?
What do you feel like the vibes were? Because you're saying they hated your ideas.
You know what?
You could tell.
I walked into something where they didn't even think it was going to be good in the first place. I think the expectations were already low.
It's because you're blonde and they're not taking you seriously. All right.
No, maybe. Honestly, it could have been that. They probably thought, oh, she's, what does she have? But I just didn't think they were going to like it anyways. And it was just the overall vibe. You know, when you just walk into a room, you just know it's not going to work out in your favor. I just felt the mojo wasn't there.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
It's happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
I once went on an acting audition. I know, funny. Way back when. And they were laughing before I got in the room and after I got in the room. And then they were whispering that it was like just for humor that they called me in. So sometimes you get set up to fail.
Yeah.
And maybe you're just not a good pitcher.
Thanks, Sistine.
No, I mean, like, I'm just kidding. No, you were practicing. You were doing so good.
No, you know what it is? It's just it didn't align with them. And I feel like, you know, it's like dating. Like, you go out with a bunch of people. Some people like you. Some people don't. And, you know, some people will take it.
Well, I wish you just stayed in New York then, because this was another weekend where I spent without Sophia.
Yeah.
And last time I was alone, I did spells. Yeah. Witchcraft spells, which, by the way, there's a lot of men on the internet messaging me very upset that I did witchcraft spells. Let's get something clear, you guys. I'm not a practicing witch. It was a joke that I still probably do. But it's a joke.
It's
not real.
It's a joke.
Anyway, I binge watched the entire season of Flava of Love. You know
why?
The rapper?
Yeah, I do.
Flava Flav?
Yeah, but why that?
Wait, what? What music does Flava Flav do?
If you said to me $1 trillion, name one Flava Flav song.
I don't even know who he is. I don't know why I got so invested, because I was a big fan of Bret Michaels' Rock of Love.
I was gonna say, why don't you just watch that?
Flava Flav only has 9,000 monthly listeners.
Is he not famous?
Anyway,
I'm confused. How was it?
Awful. But then I was so bored, I didn't know what else to do, so I compulsively cleaned. I cleaned every inch of the apartment.
Oh, you did. It looks great.
I organized medicines based off of pain and fever and cold And I organized Band-Aids based on sizes. Like, I went deep.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I washed behind the washing machine. I know. I didn't even need to do that.
Thank you. Why? Just bored? Just wanted to clean?
Once I start, I can't stop.
That's great. I honestly think, guys, recommend, have someone, one of you guys, be the OCD cleaner.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
You're welcome.
No, it's so nice. I was just thinking that. I go, I could not live with a messy person.
What are you going to do for me?
What do you think? I don't know.
Because I cleaned your space, too.
What do you want me to do, Sistine? And why does this have to be a tit for tat? I bought you a crystal.
I'll buy you a crystal.
That's I got you a crystal, easier. And you had a great weekend.
I snaked your drain. You bought me a crystal.
You didn't snake my drain.
Yes, I did.
That is bullshit. Yes, I did. I know you didn't snake my drain.
I snaked, okay, not your drain, but all the other drains in the apartment that are for public use.
If you have, okay, you don't snake a kitchen sink, though. Like, that's our public use.
There's another bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't use that bathroom. That's your
bathroom.
Doesn't
matter. It's the public's bathroom. It's for your friends.
Thanks for snaking a public bathroom.
God, see, this is why I don't want to do nice things.
I said thank you. Oh, no. God. Wait, I wanted to, can we go talk about one thing about Miami? Because I feel like we skimmed over it a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. So, wait, I have to say this. This is really exciting. I know this episode seems like a little messy, but we're going to keep going. So while I was in Miami, Sistine was there for, because I didn't really explain why I was there. Sistine was there for, you know, having kind of a fun little romantic weekend with
Boy. It was Scarlet Spring Break.
Yeah, but you were there to, like, get to know this guy more, too. Like, and it ended up being great. I was there because my cousin works for an agency, and so she invited me to the UFC fight in Miami.
Yes.
And so, you guys, it was so much fun. I mean, also, it was kind of crazy, the crowd that was there. I saw Dave Portnoy that was there.
Mm.
I think Donald Trump showed up. I saw him. There was a lot of NFL players, which was really cool. Like, she represents a lot of them. I'm trying to think who else. Oh, there's that guy that – Aiden Ross, I think that's his name. You know that, like, small, like, Instagram YouTuber? He does, like, live
small
streams.
That's, like, the worst first word you could use to describe any guy.
Oh, sorry. You know, I don't know. He was small.
Oh,
and there was, like, another guy that I've just seen so many. But there was
influencers.
A few influencers. And it was so fun. I mean, it was just, like, one of those epic nights where it went from, like, just, I don't know. The energy was great. The crowd was great. We ended up going out till God knows that, like 4 a.m. It was crazy. Then the next morning, I get a text from someone I used to go out with, and he's like, he said, "Where are you?" I told him where I was. This is how I only had 2 hours of sleep because I have a boat, like, jump on it. And it's not like a yacht, it's like a motor or whatever, a speedboat.
Classic Miami.
But, yeah. So I literally get up 2 hours of sleep. I'm like a yes woman, jump on this boat. I do a spontaneous boat date.
I know. I thought we were going to get brunch. So I track Sophia. She's in the middle of the ocean.
This is the second time I'm in the middle of the ocean with this guy. Remember the last time we were like, why are you in the body of water?
It's your honestly, you finished Miami quite well.
It was
you
fun.
Finished it on
we
a boat.
We went all around. It was awesome.
I missed my train to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah. She missed her train to buy a loaf of bread.
It was worth it, though.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even get to try
it. Hung over on the train, eating a loaf of bread. Are you kidding me? I was so happy.
I'm proud of you.
It was heaven.
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 Heaven. It's a place on earth with you.
Oh, my God. Speaking of singing. So I was getting a million DMs the other day.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, are you the Afghan hound? Are you the hound?
What does that even mean?
Are you the Afghan hound in the mask? Is that you? I said, what the hell are people doing? Do I look like a dog? I was like, what's going on? I mean, I kind of do resemble
everyone
an Afghan
hound. Everyone
always
says mom looks like an Afghan dog.
So I was like, okay, maybe they think I look like an Afghan hound. And then I saw a message and they're like, it's you under the mask on The Masked Singer. I go, huh?
They thought you were on The Masked Singer?
Get this. Someone, wasn't me, because I'm tone deaf, performed on The Masked Singer, and Rita Ora, queen, mother, icon herself, said my name and knew my name. And she also said, my favorite Stallone, Sistine Stallone.
She said my favorite?
Yeah, listen, I have it on video.
Wait.
Oh, you're so jealous.
Wait, have you met her or something?
No, but the fact that Rita
Ora. Your favorite Rita.
The fact that Rita Ora even knows my name.
Well,
I got to play it for you.
That's pretty cool.
I got to play it
for
you.
That's actually pretty sick.
No, it's so cool.
Wait, that's insane.
Hold on. Oh, she said, but there's one I really like.
That's actually so epic.
So cool.
That means you're famous.
I know. And then dad calls me, right? And he goes, you should do the show.
Yeah,
I go,
she should.
First of all, that is so rude because I wanted to do Dancing with the Stars. The moth is back. Marty. I wanted to do Dancing with the Stars because I feel like I would have a better shot at that than the Masked Singer.
I think you should do Masked Singer.
Is that kind of ick?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
what if I have an ugly costume?
That's the point. You're not in a hot costume. We're in a cow suit.
Sophia, I can't. You should do it. You can sing.
See, there's no way.
I had that happen to me, right? So I was really hyped that she said my name. And I was like, oh, my God, she knows me. That's so cool. And then a bunch of articles came out. Sistine Stallone's pregnant.
Yeah. How?
Immaculate conception?
I mean, no, I mean, not like that, but like, how would they, like, you are, well, you're the tiniest human being ever. Like, they're
I know, and they were like, with her recent, like, weight gain.
That's bullshit.
I swear to God, you have to read it. Three more came out about it.
Sistine, I hope you're not, like, in, like, that, like, you literally have not looked
well,
different.
Also, the photo that they used was a recent photo, and I'm, like, my abs are showing, so I was like,
yeah, Sistine, they're
where?
Being, yeah, where?
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 But I thought that was kind of fun.
Did like, people text you and were like, are you pregnant?
Well, I feel like, you know how people have like, oh my God, I made it moment?
That was your made it moment, was people saying you're pregnant?
The first pregnancy rumor, like.
That's actually pretty funny.
You know what I mean? Like that's, oh my God, I made it.
No.
No?
No, not at all. I want to say this to listeners because we get so many DMs lately from girls, like so many. And I have to say, thank you for saying mm-hmm. something. And I know that mm-hmm. we don't answer all of them, but I promise you we read them. Like, I know it's like we forget sometimes, but my God, it makes us so happy.
You
because
should see our messages with each other. We screenshot every single one.
Yeah, we screenshot. We're like, how cute is this? How cute is this? How
I
cute
was
is
picking
this?
Up dinner the other night, and this girl came up to me saying that she loves our show, and we talked for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We exchanged numbers. She was fantastic. Lindsay, hey.
No, you guys are so sweet, and we get so happy. They ask us for advice, too, all the time. Like, girls, I have, like, a couple here we can, like, answer if you want to.
Oh, you have some?
Yeah, just on our DM. Like, I can pull up four.
Do it.
All right.
Pull it up.
So, I'm not going to say her name because I have to keep it anonymous. But she said, hey, I love your podcast so much, but, like, I need your help.
Uh-oh.
If you could keep this anonymous. Got you, girl. I'm in my first year at uni, and I really like my flatmate's mate, and I will be living with him next year.
Oh.
How the hell do I control myself? Any advice, please?
You don't.
I actually don't know.
I mean, come on. There's no way. Yeah. Like, you go out one night, have a little to drink, and then, you know.
No, it's
all rationale goes out the window. And it's convenient because it's not like no one has to do a walk of shame.
I know. Well, no. I'm going to tell you this. How you control it.
Date someone else.
You gotta like, oh, shoot. It's so tough because I get it. Just think about this. I think what would freak me out is the thought of if something didn't work out with him, how awkward it would be to, like, live with him. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I think the pleasure is not worth the pain in this situation. Normally, I would say, do it. It's such a rom-com moment.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
such a Wattpad. Like, this is, like, the book of my dreams. It's, like, roommates that fall in love.
Yeah.
But it's not always that
think
easy.
Think about it the opposite end. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Mm-hmm. You guys hook up. And then the next morning, he's awkward, he's uncomfortable, yeah. he's not talking to you. Instantly, the banter that you guys had before is gone. And yep. then now you feel like, one, you did something wrong, which you didn't do anything wrong. But now you have to feel like you're walking on eggshells in your own apartment, which sucks.
Yep.
Because let's be real, once you cross that boundary into something physical, you cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube.
No, you really can't.
Like, there's once you've seen each other in that state, like, there's no going back.
It's so not going back.
Also, babe, if you really want him to like you, withhold, resist, say no. Because men love what they can't have. And if you're going out with other guys and blah, 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 he's going to get a little jealous. So make him work for it.
Yeah. Also, it is your first year.
Yeah, true.
So you don't want to start off on a rough foot. You know, it's your first year. Try to be safe. Don't
that
be sorry.
Being
I know.
That being said, please tell us if you do.
Yeah, if you message do deal with him, if you actually don't take our advice.
Message us, please. Like, I want to know everything.
I would love it. Yeah. I would love it. And I love you, girl. All right, so this one, she says, can you please do an update on your diet and exercise thing, especially with getting into your 30s? What's the vibe? Okay, I can keep this kind of quick for me personally. I really feel like obviously, as I get older, I'm much more conscious of what I put in my body, but it's definitely the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really cut out gluten or dairy or cheese or anything like that. Like, I'm not someone that has intolerances too much, but I do lean on the side of, you know, making sure I have a well-balanced diet. Like, I eat 3 meals a day. But with workout, I've been doing more lower, chiller workouts as I get older. I've been focusing more on weights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, actually, I read somewhere that weight training is way healthier for your body long-term than cardio.
Yeah.
Just like you having great muscle composition and just keeping that all throughout years. Like, that's what keeps you young. And
but
vibrant.
The hack,
like,
is you have to lift first and then do cardio.
And then you do cardio. But you don't even have to do, like, for me, I'll do 30 minutes of weights and then 30 minutes of walking on an incline of 8. At 3 miles per hour. Like, you don't have to do the 15, 30,
I think the Barry's boot, like, camps and the Orange Theory. I think
it's overrated.
I don't think it's built for a woman's body. I think it's built for a man's body, but God, we're so complicated. And I think that high intensity of workouts is so bad. Because if you're trying to, what is it called? The cycle thing with your period?
Oh, cycle syncing.
Cycle syncing.
I love cycle syncing.
You can't go to Orange Theory when you're on a bad cycle day.
No, it's bad. And yeah, you can't. You have to figure out how to balance it. So I would just recommend, because I think Sistine does this as well with me. So we primarily do a lot of weight training.
We've cut snacking out,
which has been hard for us.
Yes,
that has been our hardest thing. So stop snacking and actually snack. Who cares?
Let's I love snacking. Snack after this.
Yeah, well, I'm actually hungry. My stomach is growling. I've been binging the podcast and I seriously need to hang out with you and get more dating advice. A girl is struggling over here. If you're struggling with dating, let me tell you, I was you, honey, a month ago. I was not going on dates. I was not leaving my apartment. I was not saying yes to things. And I will tell you this. Be a yes woman.
Mm-hmm.
Be a yes woman, because you literally never know mm-hmm. who you're going to meet when you go out. Honestly, be like Carrie Bradshaw. Every episode she goes out and she just says yes to all the clubs, all the restaurants, all the bars. Yeah, maybe you're not going to meet your husband at a nightclub. And by the way, you don't want to.
You will.
But maybe you could. But that's the thing. I just think that the only way to meet someone is when you put yourself out there. And it's not putting yourself out there saying, like, I'm open to love, like, date me. It's just, you know, living your life, like enjoying life, being with your friends, saying yes to situations and things. And the things that you want to say no to are probably things you should say yes to.
I also think expectations need to be a little bit lower going into first and – so I was going to say first and second, but mostly first dates. I think sometimes as women, not all women, but I know I do this for sure, where anytime you go on a date with someone or they ask you out, you automatically are like, okay, like – it has to work. And then when it doesn't work, you get discouraged. But that's not your person. And not everyone is supposed to mesh. Just like not every girlfriend you make is a good fit for you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with guys. So you're going to have to go through a ton of really bad eggs until you wait and you find the perfect fit for you.
Right, exactly.
Don't get discouraged.
I love it. Also, keep sending us those questions because, well, I think we should just keep throwing them in there. Even if we don't do like an advice podcast, we'll always answer your advice.
I want to do this trend with Sophia because I feel like we have a lot of really good ones. The trend that is on TikTok, things your ex said to you and stayed. But I think we should open it more up to not just exes, but people even you went out with for a month.
Yeah.
Or even a third date. So like anything that they said that was crazy, but you still stayed. Mm-hmm. I have a whole list. I once washed my face and he said, ah, the real you. And then he said, when you order it versus when it arrives.
That's heinous.
I got more. Keep
That's
going.
That's heinous.
Your turn.
One time, I ordered way too many appetizers, and I ate them all because he paid for it. Because, like, you order too many appetizers, and I have to pay for it.
So he got mad for you for eating food.
For eating
food. And he stayed. How about this one?
Yeah.
One guy said to me, your sister is my type. And I stayed with him.
Oh, no. One time I got a guy that says, I can only love you 90%.
Okay.
Like, that's good for me.
How about this? Someone said to me, you should make some realistic goals for yourself.
Oh, God, no. I got a good job and, like, I got paid mm-hmm. for something. And he says, like, you could pay for it since you got that job deal. I was like, oh, okay. And so, but I said yes to, like, day after that. I don't know why I did.
One guy threw up on me, and when I got mad, he told me to get over it. I was stayed with him. I got over it.
I got a guy that says, I've never been attracted to girls that look like you.
Oh, God.
But I like you.
Thanks. Okay, how about this one? My ex ghosted me for 5 days. Wouldn't answer my calls or texts. When I finally got a hold of him, he said, sorry, I've been smoking too much weed.
Oh, God. I went on a date with a guy, and he said if he could speak Mandarin. And I said, oh, say something to me in Mandarin. And he said, it's not a party trick for you.
Oh, God.
And I was like, okay, sorry, don't say anything. And then he said, ni hao. And I'm like, thanks.
Oh, my God. No, we need to end on, like, a positive note.
Let's see. This isn't a positive game.
Oh, I thought it was going to be funny. Now it's just sad.
Yeah, because it's a sad game. It's things that you would say.
Okay, well, I'll finish it with this fun fact I found.
Oh.
You know how I like to watch shows and I rewatch and I binge and I'll watch the same movie 3 times in a row?
I do.
Okay, so I read this the other day and it said, people who suffer from anxiety rewatch the same shows all over again because they already know what's going to happen next. Therefore, it creates a sense of safety and comfort. And that's the reason we keep rewatching them, because you know what's going to happen.
That's so funny. By the way.
Isn't that funny?
Yes, because that's so funny you said that. When I was at the apartment, and I think you were out, and I had, like, I was going to watch TV while I was eating dinner. There was a movie I wanted to watch, but it was a new movie I hadn't seen. I could not get myself to play it, so I played reruns of other stuff I've already seen.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen.
And I thought that. I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, yeah. Why can't I just watch this new movie?
It's because we have anxiety.
Anxiety. Hot girls have anxiety. All right. So that's a positive ending to anxiety. All right. We love you guys. This was such a fun episode. If you want to listen, follow us on Unwaxed Podcast on Instagram. You can find us on Apple, YouTube, Spotify.
DM us, stalk us in the street, only the cute girlies.
Ask us those questions. We will make it a point to end it on the show with some, you know,
yeah.
advice. So, yeah. Okay. We love you guys.
Bye.